Hello and welcome to another in the series of audio lows which are devoted to the topic of organisation. And today I'm organising myself to go to an event tomorrow and speak about Audio Boo. The event is called Barcamp Cork and it's taking place in Webworks and starts about the unseasonable hours, about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And today I have been organising myself and a number of other things in order to go to it and to do a presentation there to people interested in how Audio Boo could be used. They'll all be interested in how Audio Boo could be used for business, I suspect. But just as a way of kind of getting you know kind of what the feel is at, I'm looking at the audio at the Barcamp Cork website, and it's announcing that there will be afters tomorrow in the Electric. Now, the Electric Cork is a new venue, and that's where a whole load of people after the event are going to be gathering to enjoy themselves. And that'll be on at about 6:15 in the evening. It'll be a very short walk to get there, and there's going to be complimentary finger food there. So I can tell you that you'll get good company, you'll get free food and loads of networking. I imagine you have to pay for your own drink, but there'll be lots of people there. So that's what's on. Now, they're going to be going on tomorrow during the day. There'll be four competitions going on tomorrow, and there'll be fantastic prizes, they tell me. Now, I'd seen none of this until a second ago, and I'm sitting here looking at the website from a cafe in Glenmire. And I don't know what the kind of... I can tell you that some company called Dot Cotton is going to their Ireland's first and only custom digital print clothes shop. It's in Fenchurch Street in Cork. And they're, anyway, that's there in the competition. There's another crowd called Ellis Lab. I'm not actually sure what these competitions are for. I never win competitions. But they're giving two expression engine licenses. I haven't a clue what these are, but the kind of people coming to this event tomorrow will know what an expression engine license is. And they're also giving two Mojo Motor licenses. I mean, I'm not even going to tell you. I'd keep too long trying to figure out. And then there's a company called BrokenScreen.ie have actually donated four 4G memory sticks to include in the competition. So I could do with a 4G memory stick. So it sounds like if they're going to be competition, they're going to be reduced price parking. Q Park in the centre of Cork is going to give a special rate, only €10 to park for the whole day. I can tell you folks, it can cost a bloody fortune to park in the centre of Cork for the whole day. So there we are. Look, what's going to be going on? They're going to be speakers. Yes. The latest thing I see is that Sabrina Dent is running what I'm sure will be a powerful session. I think they're going to take three websites apart or something like that in half an hour. But anyway, it's some kind of blitz thing, and I'd advise everybody to go to that because she's pretty superb. Now that isn't to say, I'm looking now to see who else is going to be there. Oh, I see photos here of the organisers of Barcamp Cork. Two women, one man. I see Kira Feely, and I see Kira. My goodness, two Kiras, Kira Crossan. So two Kiras and a James Welton in between them. And they're the organisers. The venue is Webworks in the centre of the city, which actually, that's where I saw my one and only presentation from Damien Mulley. It was all about how to get your word out into the newspapers. And it actually was a very important meeting for me because it influenced me to go and visit an organisation I'd hardly heard of before called BNI. My God, I met somebody there casually, the way one does at these things. And he said to me, "Do you want to come to a meeting?" And I said, "What's it about?" And he said, "It's a business networking meeting." So I said, "Yes." And therein lies another story. So I'm just drinking a cup of tea, which I badly needed all day. The organisation, the business of organisation, and that's really what I was on about when I started this Audio Mo and got sidetracked into giving you lots of details about Barcamp Cork. But the business of organisation means that you've got to clear your desk and get a few things out of the way. And I've had two organisational tasks on myself all day today. One has been organising a very complicated blog post from several people with the view to publishing it all at the same time. I already booed about that, and things have now reached a kind of technical stage where we're talking about what you can do what effect it will have on SEO if we publish everything at the same time. But that's occupied me, fiddly little things like putting hyperlinks into stuff I've written and sort of editing stuff a little bit so that it will look fine, putting paragraphs in really rather than anything else. I've a bugbear. I think people write too much text in a single go and don't leave enough space in between the words for thought to arrive. If you put too much text down, it kind of stops people thinking. Maybe that's just me projecting my own idiosyncrasies onto other people. And the other one is the issue that I've had with iPad. Now, I have spent over an hour and 4 minutes to be exact, on the telephone with James from Gateshead on the Apple website today. And this man has actually succeeded in getting me to be able to send emails from my iPad. Now, those of you who are astonished at this should be astonished. It is not an iPad problem. It's a problem of the settings that I have and link with Yahoo Mail and stuff like that. Anyway, I've reorganized my life to get around the fact that I can't send emails from my iPad, but it has continued to bug me, and it's caused me to cart my laptop around with me as well as my iPad. So imagine the stupidity of having a nice, neat little light thing called an iPad on which you can do anything I want to do, almost within reason, and having to lug around a Dell PC with Vista on it. I know. Well, the days are numbered for this laptop. But anyway, there we are. Folks, I have been applying myself to this issue this afternoon. And eventually, you know, I think I'm getting through to the other side of the wood. And like Dante, emerging from what was a very unpleasant place during the afternoon. And so that's it. That's number 19 in the diary series about how to get myself organized to be effective in life. It did strike me during the day, one last thing, that sometimes you have to invest blood, sweat and tears and nerves in order to enable yourself to move to a different lane or a different gear. So that's what I'm hoping will happen, that I'll free myself up from things in order to be able to do other things more effectively. Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold, Aaron Mander, my leader, I greet you both. And I also greet the hundreds and thousands of people engaged in writing 50,000 words in the month of November. Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye from Cafe Beva in Glenmire. I must finish the tea. Bye-bye.